Welcome, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, from all over the world. It is currently Sunday at 7:54 p.m., and jumped on to Hip Chat to find a nervous member who is worried about choking on his first few ID extraction calls. And because he was open and vulnerable and willing to share where he was at, I had a few minutes extra, so I thought I'd do a limiting belief reversal session, have it recorded so it can be supplementary, complementary material when you're going through the process of how to do idea extraction correctly. Don, thank you for being willing to be a guinea pig here.
Hey, thank you for the opportunity.
So, Don, tell me a little bit about your background, where you grew up, what you do right now for a living, and then we'll get into a limiting belief reversal.
I live in Western New York, about 40 miles south of Rochester. I grew up, I've been here my whole life. I grew up racing motocross and skiing, and you know, I had a lot of fun with that sort of stuff. And then I got myself into college and unfortunately into the position of engineer and being chained to a desk all day. And that's where I'm at right now.
I feel your energy drop as you mention all that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Why is that?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I've always been a goal-driven person. You know, and I all through, you know, all through college, I just had the goal of, and get done with college. You know, get a good-paying job, and you know, and that's gonna set you up nicely. And you know, once that happened, and I got this great-paying job, you know, I found myself just sitting here saying, you know, this is it. Like, this is what I worked for the past, you know, 3.5-4 years to get to, and it's just, you know, it's disappointing, and I just keep, you know, searching for more, but so far it hasn't been happening for me.
I feel the disappointment. Well, when it comes to doing the idea extraction phone calls, can you tell me what goes through your head?
Well, I haven't had the opportunity to do one yet. I did send out a bunch of emails, but, you know, I think about it, and you know, the emailing aspect, you know, it doesn't bother me at all. You know, just if somebody wants to, you know, speak unkindly to me through an email, and that's just fine. But, I don't know, I guess, it's not even the fact that I think somebody's going to, you know, be unpleasant. It's just, it's something that, well, it's out of my comfort zone. And, you know, talking to people and trying to kind of grab things out of them, just, I don't know, it just kind of puts a, you know, a twist in my stomach, I guess, is the best way to describe it.
So you just said when you're talking to someone trying to get something out of them, it puts a twist in your stomach?
Yeah, you know, like thinking about doing that, I, you know, since I haven't been able to make a call yet, but I just feel like I'm going to go into it with, you know, with this great attitude and this great goal of, you know, helping someone. And it's just, you know, getting the call would be one thing. But then, you know, being able to follow through and just, you know, complete the call and kind of, I guess, pull the information out of somebody to keep that, you know, keep kind of digging deeper. It just, I don't know, I guess I'm just kind of defeating myself beforehand by thinking that I'm just going to screw it up and then fail. You know, I work in the, you know, in the construction industry, and I also, I have a cousin of mine owns a construction company locally. So he had already agreed to, sitting down with me after I get back from Vegas next weekend. And, you know, I feel pretty comfortable with that because he's family. You know, in other markets I've kind of kicked around were, you know, possibly chiropractors and, yeah, I guess I just have a, you know, a few ideas, but I'm still kind of, you know, firing blindly at this point. Going towards the construction market was my first idea, you know, because I know there's a lot of pain in that market. You know, the first thing that the first thing that my cousin said to me when he picked up the phone was, you know, like, man, I've got so many problems right now, you know. And I guess what was kind of stopping me from that market is not exactly knowing who I should be trying to reach there, you know, because there's a lot of different levels of people in the, you know, the like a general contracting, you know, construction management firm. And I guess the not knowing, you know, who to actually target in there was what kind of said to me, you know, I should maybe look at a different market. So that ideally, you know, in the construction management industry is, you know, you're either looking at the people that are doing the job are, you know, a project manager or a superintendent. And I think if I were to focus on them, they would definitely be able to, you know, tell me what their problems are.
So, Don, going back to the call, were you just going to ask a question?
No, I'm good.
So going back to doing the call, how do you feel about doing an idea extraction phone call right now in this moment?
Right now in this moment, I feel a bit nervous about it, but, you know, it's something I know I'm going to have to do. You know, I guess what I'm afraid of is, you know, just probably getting past those first couple, you know, and hopefully my thought is that this fear that I feel now is just going to, you know, prove itself incorrect and just subside. That's what I'm hoping.
Well, what if it doesn't? What if you get rejected like 10 times in a row?
Yeah, then that's where I'm going to struggle, because, you know, I've had my share of failure, and you know, it's not easy to, you know, keep going back for more, you know. And I honestly say that's probably where I struggle.
Okay, I want to make sure we get your belief framework in the correct and true orientation, because if your belief framework is right now that it's going to be difficult to pull information out of someone, and you use the words pull something out of them as if it's kind of against their will, is the energy I got from that. And you're in that framework, and then you actually encounter resistance, and you end up actually you will end up creating that reality because of that belief. You will then continue to reinforce a really terrible belief. I want to get you reoriented on this framework. So what is the thought that you have right now that is producing this feeling of nervousness, if you were to say in a sentence or two?
Be completely honest, I think the feeling associated with that is, you know, that I guess I'm just, I feel like I'm going to fail.
What does failure to you mean?
Rejection. Or not getting the information out of the call that, you know, I'm really intending to, because from what I'm hearing, you know, some of these calls can be few and far between, you know. So having the opportunity, I want to be able to seize it.
Okay. And so what happens if you get rejected and or then you don't get information out of the call that you'd like to? Then what would your thought be?
Well, then I'd ultimately have to try again, you know, and hope the next time would be better. But, you know, for that, it would probably knock me down a peg, you know.
What does knock you down a peg mean?
I guess discouragement.
Do you have your sense of self-worth? Would that be decreased as well?
Honestly, I could say that it probably would. I mean, you know, I know that it's foolish for something like that to affect me in that way. You know, it's just, I guess at the end of the day, I realize that what I'm, you know, what I'm doing here and what I'm trying to do, you know, through the foundation and with my life at this point is against the norm, you know, and I'm already around here, around this area, you know, I'm already a bit alienated, you know, so it's kind of a lonely world already, you know.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing is kind of a string of things. Well, first off, you haven't done an idea extraction phone call, and normally I would never even consider talking to you until you've done one. However, there are many people in your situation that have yet to do one as well, which is why we're doing this. And ultimately, I want to be as supportive as I can to you and the community here. So that's why we're doing this. Because I think this would be a very different conversation if you had been doing idea extraction calls for a week.
Right.
But what I'm hearing is a string of, it's going to be hard for me to pull information out of people. I feel kind of twisted in my stomach about it. And then I have a fear of failing, which means to me failing is rejection, is a form of failure, or not getting the information I want out of the call. And so you kind of have this string of thoughts that's producing a feeling. Does that sound accurate so far?
Yes.
Cool. And if you were to scan your stomach, your chest, or your throat, or your head, if you just close your eyes, Don, and breathe in through your nose, breathe deeply in your nose, and quiet your mind for a second, and just scan those parts of your body, where do you feel the most energy at right now?
Chest. Stomach, okay. Chest. A little bit of throat.
Oh, man, you're too paralyzed everywhere.
Yeah, man, I can't even move.
Good awareness, man. So on a scale of 1 to 10, what's the intensity, 10 being really intense, 1 being very weak? On a scale of 1 to 10, what is the intensity in your stomach, chest, and throat? And do one by one.
Stomach's probably, a 3. It's mostly my chest. I'd say the chest is probably 6. You know, my throat is about equal to that. I feel very tense.
What's the throat on a scale of 1 to 10?
Say a 6.
Okay. And what would you say the thought producing these feelings is? I'm afraid of rejection. I'm afraid of failure. Or is there something else that your mind is telling you now that's a thought that you have that's spinning in your head over and over again that's causing all these feelings?
Man, that's something I'm really not sure of. You know, I know that there's something there, and I just feel like I can't pinpoint it. You know, it's, something's telling me that, you know, the reason I'm feeling this is some part of me is telling me that, you know, either hey, you're not good enough to do this, or, you know, why waste your time because you're going to fail, you know, again. And, you know, it's probably a combination of the two of those, to be honest with you.
Beautiful. So let's take the first one. What was the first one that you just said?
That I'm going to fail.
No. The other one.
Sorry, man, I'm nervous. I don't remember the first one.
Good. Good, man. If everybody that's listening on the call right now, you guys just give a shout-out to Don. Don, keep your hip chat open. Everybody that's listening to Don right now, if you give him a word of encouragement, thank him for being open. Thank him for being vulnerable.
It's tough to... Yeah, this is great. You know, it's overwhelming, you know?
What's overwhelming?
I guess this whole thing right now, you know, being here, being immersed in this community already, you know, and the support there, and, you know, just trying to come to terms with, you know, what's going on inside me. You know, it's pretty powerful.
Don, how many people are in hip chat right now? Can you count the number of people that have told you thank you right now?
Uh, 15, 16.
Well, how does that feel to know that?
It feels great. Great. I mean, you know, my everyday life, I've got, you know, maybe a quarter of that, eighth of that.
Yeah, man. We're here to support you.
This is awesome.
Are you ready to continue?
Yes, I am.
So what was the first thought that you had?
That I'm not good enough for this.
Okay. And when you believe that thought...
Sorry, can you say that again?
Yeah, and when you really... I want you to close your eyes right now. And I want you to believe that thought. Like, it's so true, man. Like, that's the most true thing on the planet, that you're not good enough for this. Really believe it to the point where it debilitates you. And we won't be here long. Where do you feel that sensation at in your body?
And that's in my stomach.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what is it?
That's like an 8. 9.
And if you were to describe the sensation physically, is it like there's a bar going through your stomach? Is it like there's a pit in your stomach? Is it like there's really evil butterflies? How would you describe it with a physical visual wording?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a pit, you know, just like there's just a hole in my stomach right now.
And you know the hole's there to let you know that this belief is not true, correct?
Yeah, you're probably right. You have to be right. I mean, you know, I guess what it is, is, you know, when I think these things and when I believe these things, I know that they're foolish. You know, like I know that this is foolish, and I know that, you know, I'm crazy for thinking it, but you know, it still creeps up on me.
Yeah, it's because your logical mind understands what your subconscious and your entire body does not.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is always going to be the case where your mind logically understands something that your subconscious mind and your physical body resist. Okay, so first off, what you're doing right now is practicing emotional awareness, and it's amazing, amazing. I'm right there with you, man. So if you have this thought that's producing this feeling of the pit in your stomach of an 8 out of 10 intensity, close your eyes again.
Okay.
And ask yourself, what would the opposite thought be of you not being good enough to do this? In your own words, spoken from your stomach, spoken from the core of your being.
That I know I'm meant to do this. That I am good enough to do this, and that, you know, it's the right thing for me to do because I know that I can do this.
How did it feel to say that?
It felt great.
Yeah, keep going.
Like a huge relief. You know, it takes that pit away.
What's your stomach feel like now?
It feels normal. It feels great.
So now, knowing these two beliefs, and you have a choice to pick them, which belief would you like to pick?
That I'm meant to do this, for sure. I mean, I don't think I would be here right now if I honestly didn't feel like I was meant to do this.
You see what people are saying in HipChat?
Yeah, man, it's amazing.
Read it out loud. What are they saying?
He was meant to do this. You were meant to do this. You were meant to do this. You're damn right you were. Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, that's amazing.
How do you feel about making calls now?
I think I'm ready to make calls now.
Do you think the calls are going to be any easier?
I don't know if they'll be easier or not, but I know that my attitude going into them will be vastly improved. You know, and that can only... That may not make them better to begin with, but it can make them worse. That's for sure.
What did Leanne just say?
What's that?
What did you see? What Leanne just said?
Yeah, I think the call should be easier than this call. Yeah, I'd say I'm. Yeah, this one is pretty. It's pretty intense. Yeah.
Would you like to move on to the second belief?
Yeah, let's move on to the second belief.
So, what was that thought that you had?
That I'm going to fail.
Go ahead and close your eyes.
Go ahead.
Now I want to ask you, is that really the thought? Do you feel like that's really the thought that you want to do right now? And I'm not asking because I doubt it. I'm just asking you.
No, it's not. No, it's not there right now. You know, right now there's a huge smile on my face, to be honest with you.
Do you feel like letting out a scream or letting out anything right now?
You know, it'd be a scream of excitement. You know, I'm pumped. I'm fully stoked right now, to be honest. Yeah. Yeah, that the thought of failure is just not there. You know, and right now the thought that I have about failure is that, you know, okay, so I get rejected. You know, it's not going to make me feel like I'm not good enough for it. It's going to make me feel like, you know, failure is a part of the equation, and, you know, it's on to the next, because, you know, I guess ultimately the only way I'm going to fail is if I give up on myself. And that's something I'm not prepared to do.
So you think about how long you may have been holding on to this. How old are you?
25.
And do you see how quickly this has been challenged, brought to light, and reversed?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's been eating at me for a long time. Long time.
Do you see how much wisdom is spewing out of you right now?
I don't know about wisdom, but honesty, man, that's definitely there.
All these things, Don, are things I would have wanted to tell you 2 years ago, but they need to come from your own understanding. They need to come from deep within you. Otherwise, they're just going to hit a wall.
Yeah. Yeah, it always just kind of steered in there. You know, I've been told that, you know, I was on a call with Tim Conley not too long ago, talking about some things, and, you know, he mentioned that he could tell that there was just some invisible wall right in front of me, you know, that was keeping me in, and it shouldn't have been. You know, and you know, it was eating at me then. You know, and now it's like I can see where that wall was, and I can see why it was there, and, you know, now I can see that it's bullshit, man. It's just, that's amazing. It's that's a lot of stress and a lot of pressure off me now.
Why is it off you now when it was on you before?
Because I, you know, I defeated it. You know, I guess I'm not sure. I don't really have the words for it, but you know, I know what the feeling is, that you know, I realized that was just something that's tugging at me and pulling me away, and you know, I know better than that, but I guess I just never let myself believe it before.
So why believe it now?
I don't know, to be honest with you, because, you know, because I know that it's the truth. And you know, despite what my body's telling me, and you know, despite the fear that I have of, you know, of kind of bringing myself into the pain, it's, you know, it's not as big now as the truth of the matter, you know, that I know I'm good enough, because if I wasn't good enough, I wouldn't be trying to do this in the first place. I wouldn't be going for this at all. You know, I wouldn't have that feeling eating at me, you know, for the past 3-4 years of my life, that, you know, that there was something more for me. You know, that there was something bigger and greater than what I was doing and what I'm doing now, you know, in my career. There's something better for me. And you know, if all that negativity was true, I wouldn't believe what I'm doing now. You know, I wouldn't believe in it. So long story, that's the answer. So that's why I believe it now.
Amen, Don.
Yeah. It's amazing.
What emotion are you feeling in this moment?
I'm feeling happiness, for sure. Excitement, and you know, I'm feeling a lot of pride right now, because I feel like I just owned this.
And now, with the support of the community behind you and the information and the tactical and the how-to and the mindset, is there really anything that can stop you?
Yeah, there's nothing to stop me. No. I mean, I've been in this community for well, less than a week, and you know, I've already made so many good friends already. You know, and that only tells me that, you know, the best is yet to come, because, man, it's just, I'm in the right place. You know, I'm where I need to be right now.
Welcome home, Don.
Thanks, man. Thanks so much.
Can't wait to give you a massive hug at the end of 6 months, wherever we decide to party.
Yeah, dude. I'm ready for it. Dude. I'm so ready for it. I just want to get going. Oh man, this is awesome. Thanks so much, Dane, for taking the time to do whatever the hell you just did.
You're welcome, man. Let's just do this real quick. Just close your eyes again.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to take this feeling that I'm meant to do this. And I want you to breathe in deeply through your nose, and I want you to breathe that feeling in deeply and through your nose as your eyes are closed, and just feel the sensation in your body. Feel the deep resonance in your bones and in your heart that scream, acknowledge, and thank you for you finally giving yourself the gift of realizing this.
Man.
Your body is happy right now because you're recognizing the truth. Because you're not living a lie. Take one last breath in on I'm meant to do this and just say it inside.
I am meant to do this.
Don, thank you for being this open.
Man, thank you. Thank everybody. Everybody. It's amazing.
I don't know if you know what you got yourself into when you joined the foundation, but I don't think you knew it would be this.
No. Not at all. Keep saying amazing because I don't have any other words, man. It's incredible.
How do you think you're gonna fall asleep tonight?
I'm not gonna fall asleep tonight, man. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to. I'm ready to own this. I'm ready to finally make this happen. But, you know, when I do fall asleep, I'm going to fall asleep knowing that I've got truth inside me now. You know, and I'm not falling asleep with, you know, with the lies that I've been telling myself for years.
Do you feel ready to hang up the phone, Don?
I do and I don't. It's incredible, and I feel ready to hang up the phone and to get right back on it if it wasn't 9:30 on a Sunday. Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how supported do you feel right now?
Fucking 12, man. It's incredible. Yeah. There's so much support here. This is a definite new feeling for me. Thank you so much. Everybody, all the support, it's unbelievable. I gotta get on this. I'm ready for this.
Don, you're a superstar, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I believe in you 100%.
Man. That means a ton to me, Dan. You know what? It's incredible.
Why don't we just let this feeling simmer, hit hang up, and have an amazing end of the Sunday.
All right, man.
All right, see you, Don.